Good afternoon. This is Dr. Saul Goldstein. The opinions expressed by these two, fellows, colored folks, may or may not be the opinions of their employers or mine. Holla at me. Top top, they won't top
top. They love top top. They won't top top. They love top top. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble, and I don't want to be in big trouble.
Run of play this week. We got some games coming up this weekend that should be interesting. We're getting a little MLS action back. NWSL is still rolling, of course. Here are the list of games that we have on our must-watch list. And you let me know how you rank them, Ken. We have OL Reign versus Angel City. Gotham FC versus San Diego. Chicago versus DC on near Juneteenth, Atlanta versus Miami, and the To-Go Plate Cup, and not Cup, To-Go Plate, and Sounders versus LAFC. What are you liking here, man?
I guess I'll give you, I won't rank them, I'll give you a couple of different categories.
Okay.
That way we can like not get into like quality, because the quality is going to vary a lot
here. 100%.
So like if you want to watch like a classic soccer game, then I would probably say
Atlanta, like, Miami.
No, I was going to say Sounders versus LAFC.
Ooh, okay.
Like if you want to watch like a classic like game of soccer with like, you know, like a kind of traditional like franchise, I guess, as you would recognize it, like, you know, as Seattle, like a lot of their stuff looks like kind of like, you know, proto-European, if you know what I mean, when it comes to like their get down. And then and then like, you know, like LAFC is like, you know, another, I think they're top of the West, right? Yeah. Like I think Ken Stradamus has had that one. So then like, if you want to watch just like, I don't want to call it cultural soccer because it's not really cultural, but like, if you just want to kind of watch like stylistic soccer that kind of, I don't know. Like, it's, if you just want to kind of watch like regional stylistic soccer, then like To-Go Plate, the two To-Go Plate games are like pretty good games. Mm-hmm. So like if you are like in the South and you want to watch like a soccer game with some Southern twang on it, like you can watch Atlanta versus Miami. And like if you're in the Midwest and you want like some cheese curds or some shit with your viewing experience, you can, you know, do like Chicago versus DC on Juneteenth. Sidebar, Black Fires is having a Juneteenth tailgate in front of the stadium at Burnham Downs. There's going to be Harold's truck out there. We got a tent.
Harold's truck is all you need to hear to get your ass into the mix. Wow.
Yeah, we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have the beer. We're going to have the beer carts. Like, yeah, we're going to try to pack it out.
Nice, nice. That sounds like fun, man. I really want to be there, but the way these flight prices set up right now, woo-wee.
Yeah, no, I get it. So, yeah, if you want, like, kind of, like, cultural stuff, like, then, like, Chicago, D.C., and Atlanta, Miami are, like, good watches. Okay. And then, like, I guess, like, there's so many storylines going on in the NWSL right now. Like, I just don't know, like, where you would want to, you know, I guess I just don't know where you would want to really, like, start it's not like, I don't know. Like, prayers to Kristen Press. We'll start with that.
Yeah, she got injured.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, you know, ideally or theoretically, like, you know, you're still talking about Gotham as one of the top teams in the league, even though they're technically not in the playoff picture right now.
Right.
Because they have three games in hand. So, you know, like, literally what that means is that's a potential. They have 9 points right now, and they have a potential for 9 points. So if they maximize that potential, like, quote unquote, you know, they're top of the league by, like, you know, they're close. Well, they're tied for top of the league with the Red Stars.
Yeah.
You know, so the game with the Wave, like, should be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Because theoretically, those are two top teams in the league, even though the table doesn't really, like, reflect that right now.
Right.
You know, and then the Reign versus Angel City. Like, that's probably a game for a playoff spot.
Ooh. Wait, how many games do they have remaining?
They have a lot. I mean, okay, yeah. They still, thank I think goodness, they have.
Because Gotham's going to need it.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, Gotham's going to be just fine.
We'll see. They're split on the last six games, 3 wins, 3 losses. They don't seem to lose 2 in a row, but I'm expecting them to turn it up.
So if they do that, so let's say they win, lose, win, right? Because they just lost, right?
No, they just won.
They just won. So let's say they lose, win, lose. That's 3 points, right? Mm-hmm. They would comfortably be in the playoff mix. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only because it's only 12 teams, so you can be... It's the same with the WNBA, right? They have, it's only 10 teams. You know, you could have a losing record and still be in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, that's really all you have to do is get in.
Yeah.
Right? And theoretically, you don't want to be like one of the top two teams because you don't want that week off.
Yeah, that bye is brutal, man.
So, I mean, like, you know, any team between 3 through 6 is probably... Like, any team that finishes 3 through 6 is probably going to have a bit of an advantage going into the playoffs if they're healthy.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be that worried about Gotham. If I was Angel City, I would be really worried.
Because you just lost Kristen.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've just had a couple of injuries. Like, they lost Sarah Gordon. That was about a month or two ago. That was preseason when they lost her. I don't think she's actually played a game for them.
Wow.
I think the margins are so thin now at NWSL.
Yeah, for sure.
Even with it being a 12-team league, I think the margins are so thin that, like, you know, a couple of injuries like that and, like, you know, you're just out of the picture because a lot of these teams are starting to pull away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely... You know, the cream is rising to the top as the games go on. I think I'll be at that game, Gotham and the Wave, on the 19th. I'm not sure. I have to confirm, but I'm pretty sure that's the one. So we'll check it out, and hopefully they get the W. So far, when I've been there, they have won. So there's that little caveat.
So you're the good luck charm?
I hope so. Thank you for checking out Chop Soccer Pod's Run of Play. For more, check us out on Twitter @ChopSoccerPod and Instagram @ChopSoccerPod. You know the vibes.